Welcome to Vintage Writing Instruction. This podcast features articles on fiction writing from the public domain. This is episode 58. Today's article is May a Beginner Speak by Elizabeth Vanderveer. It originally appeared in the September 1940 issue of Writer's Digest. Extensive research discovered no copyright renewal.
May a Beginner Speak by Elizabeth Vanderveer. I began to write for the Love Pulps about 7 years ago, and during that first year turned out some 25 stories in my spare time of 8 to 10 hours a week. All of these stories were written many times. I sold two. Like 10,000 other beginners, I couldn't figure out why two stories sold and 23 didn't. To me, the rejected stories seemed as good as the two which sold. The editors thought differently and told me so with slips or letters. Instead of checks, so I quit trying to write love stories. I decided it was all a game of chance. During the next 6 years, I dabbled with book lengths and, while accomplishing nothing tangible, learned a lot about writing novels, especially mystery stories, which may be valuable to me someday. Last fall, I decided to fight another round with the Love Pulps. And after 7 months and 7 stories submitted, I can render a better score than I did on my first series. So far this year, I've had 3 stories published, which is 40% of production. Mostly, I believe the improvement lies in this one fact. I've learned that the Love Pulp story must have an emotional problem, not a business or minor problem between girl and boy. For instance, in the stories recently sold, here were the opening situations. One, a girl through no fault of her own has been named correspondent in a divorce scandal. Hero, at opening of story, calls to tell her that because of this notoriety, she must stop seeing his young brother, who is a doctor trying to build a practice in the town. Two, a girl who has denied herself part of her own salary to help her boss in his business finds him giving money to another girl for postage to promote that girl's advertising campaign. Three, a girl arrives at a country store to check up on a farm she owns and has been unable to get vacated. She has driven 1,000 miles and wants to bring her sick mother to the farm to recuperate. In the store, she happens upon the young lawyer with whom she's been corresponding about the farm. He tries to delay action even further because he's got a date to go possum hunting. All of these situations you see are serious, emotional problems, problems which must either be worked out or overcome. They cannot be explained away. The girl and man in each case see things entirely differently, and as the story progresses, the antagonism between them deepens until, either through developments in the story or changes in the feelings of one or the other, sometimes both, the conflict is overcome. In my first series of stories, I must have just happened to get hold of emotional problems in the 2 stories which sold. The others, as I can see now by looking over them, did not have these strong emotional situations. I've given up trying to work over any old stories. Each story I write now is from a new situation. Sometimes I may consider and discard 20 or 30 situations before I get one on which I think there's a strong enough emotional slant to build a story. Sometimes it takes me a week to get such a situation, but once I've got it, the story comes easily because I have something to work with. I used to take any kind of opening situation, then try to build a strong story from it. I was working backwards. When you write love pulp stories, you soon learn that each opening scene resolves itself into one of 2 approaches. One, prior to the story opening, the girl knows the man, and out of that friendship some conflict arises or has arisen. Two, the girl and man meet early in the story. Out of that meeting, something happens to cause trouble between them. What? This formula simplifies love story writing for me. Before I start a new plot, I ask myself which of the 2 approaches I want to work with this time. Either of the 2 approaches has its hazards. In the first type of approach, the writer must bring in a throwback or some retrospect without slowing up the action of the story. In the second type, the writer must get them acquainted quickly, then rush in some conflict as the result of that meeting. Besides a strong emotional problem, I've also learned that a good love story must march ahead. The scenes must move swiftly. Every paragraph must have emotion in it. Play up the scenes and conflict between hero and heroine and play down everything else, using only those brief bits and characters necessary to the development of the story. The hero, if I'm telling the story from the girl's viewpoint, which I usually am, must be on the scene at least 75% of the story, more if possible. After I'm selling every 4,500 to 5,000 word pulp love story I write, I'll feel qualified to try a novelette because I will have learned, I hope, not to let loose writing get by. I've learned that if you try to find out what the editors want and show any signs of giving it to them, they'll cooperate and encourage you. It isn't a game of chance. Jane Liddell of Love Book saw advance proofs on this article. She writes, "Sir, I have always maintained that learning to write stories was like learning to ride a bicycle or getting religion. All of a sudden, the light dawns. The light dawned for Miss Vanderveer when she discovered that the love pulp story must have an emotional problem, and again when she discovered what an emotional problem was. Those are 2 distinctly different discoveries a writer must make, and there is usually a lapse of time between the first and the second. The amazing thing is that most love story writers know this in principle, but they do not always test their story ideas to see if the core of the story they intend to write is an emotional problem. Then suddenly, after months or years of struggling, they do just what Miss Vanderveer did discover, that the stories that sold had an emotional problem, and those that did not sell had a money problem or a mother-in-law problem or something else. The next step is to make sure that the writer's idea of an emotional problem is the same as the editor's idea. Once that is settled, the writer ought to sell every story. Jane Liddell, Love Book, New York City.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Vintage Writing Instruction. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit vintagewritinginstruction.com and leave a tip or check out one of our publications.